Chevra, it's a very, very special night. First of all, Baruch Hashem, we have a few guys that, as a Hashem, hopefully all of us will be getting on planes this week and headed to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'meinu. But even those of us, even if we're not Zoicha to the Geula, there are a few in the room, Baruch Hashem. We're very soon to head to Eretz Yisrael, and we wish them tremendous hatzlacha and simcha and bracha. We'll be there with you soon, Bezal Hashem. But also, we're preparing tonight for the Heilig Chodesh Elul, Rish Chodesh Elul being Shabbos and Sunday. Very, very, very special days. Very, very special days. You know, there was once a man, and the man had one daughter. And the daughter became a kala. And the man was a very big gevir, a very, very wealthy man. So he's so excited. His one daughter, he's going to make a simcha like you've never seen before. This past week, one night, I went to a bat mitzvah of a very wealthy individual who has one daughter. It was a bat mitzvah like you've never seen before. I don't know how many of you have ever been to a bat mitzvah, but Lameisa, okay, we're not going to talk about that right now, but it was mamish. So this man who has his only daughter as a kala. He's going to make a chasana chvesnish in the Waldorf Astoria, 100 person band flying out the flowers from Holland. And he has all different types of achanas, all the 6 different wedding planners. About a month before the chasana, something terrible happened to his business. He mamish lost all his money. Mamish lost it all. And we know over time, over the past many years, we see of people in different Ponzi schemes and different situations where there's mamish a possibility. This individual, this gevir, lost all his money. But everything's already ordered. Everything's already, and he's constantly getting called by the band and called by the florist because everyone's kissing up to him because they know they're looking forward to their Heilig payday. And everyone's so excited, and he's meeting people in the street, and everyone he meets, all his chevra, mishpacha, they're all talking about this chasana because everyone knows this is going to be the chasana of a lifetime. Mamash, the chasana of a lifetime. And we get to the chasana, and mamish was. It was an elaborate, beautiful, gorgeous, exquisite chasana you could ever see. The delicacies, the food was mamish once in a lifetime. And everyone's having the time of their life. Everybody except the father of the bride. Because he's nervous as could be. Because he knows at the end of this chasana, where everyone's living it up, he's going to be asked by each individual, by the florist, by the band, by the caterer, pay up, it's time to pay up, and he has nothing to show. And the first dance comes, and everyone's dancing, and everyone's mamish into it, and he's sweating away, but not from the dancing, because he's so scared, he's so nervous, it's pachad and moira, what's going to be? The second dance comes, mamish faints. He can't handle it anymore. Because what's going to be in a few more moments? Chevra, all year long, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us and gives us and gives us. Baruch Hashem, we have our health. Baruch Hashem, we have our koiches. We have our senses. We have the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us and gives us and gives us priceless gifts. And comes the Zman of Elul. And comes the Zman as we're preparing for Yom Noraim, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. And we have to ask ourselves, do we have what to pay up for? Do we have what to show the Rebbeinu Shalom? Or is it Avinu Malkeinu Chaneinu V'neinu Ki Ein Banu Masim? That we don't necessarily have what to show the Rebbeinu Shalom. And here the Rebbeinu Shalom at least gave us this last month, Chodesh Elul. A month to grab onto. To be metakin ourselves, to fix ourselves. So that when it comes Yom Narayim, when it comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, we're not going to be empty-handed like that father of the bride. We'll have what to show the Rebbeinu Shalom to pay up for all that we take. All that he gives us. And we have to be ready for this opportunity, for this door that's opening up this next month. It's Mamish Adelis opening up. The Bnei Yisachar has a tremendous, tremendous Torah. I actually shared this, if I'm not mistaken, last year when I spoke in Camp Hask. Maybe some of the Chevra remembers. Bnei Yisachar has an amazing Torah. Al Pi Kabbalah, you have to follow this Torah, but hopefully the Chevra is ready. But Al Pi Kabbalah, every single month of the year is keneged a different letter from the Tzeruf of Shem Adnus. What do I mean? What's Shem Adnus? Aleph Dalad Nun Yud is Hashem's name, right? Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. No, we're not going to pronounce it. We all know what name that is, right? How we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. But Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, really, if you spell it out b'miloy, if you spell it out completely, so Aleph is really Aleph Lamed Pei, right? And Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tav. Nun is Nun Vav Nun, and Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Right? Can you follow that? Right? Every letter has its miloy, has its filler letters. So if you take the month in order, starting with Nisan, Nisan Ir Sivan would be what? Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Right? Nisan, Ir, Sivan are the Aleph, are Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Tammuz, Ov, is what? The next letter now. Dalad, Lamed. What does Dalad, Lamed spell? Dull. What's dull? To be low. To be impoverished. Right? To be very low. Tammuz and Ov are the most difficult months of the year. Bein HaMetzarim, Shivaz HaBetamet, Tishavav. So they're Dalad and Lamed. Dull. And that was a difficult time for Bnei Yisrael. But then comes along an Elul. What's Elul now? It's a tough. It takes the dull and turns it into a delus. It turns it into an opening. It takes that time when we're low in order to do Cheshbon HaNefesh to prepare for an Elul to start mitaking ourselves, to start fixing ourselves, to start working on ourselves, to open up a door to tshuva. And that's what it is. Kedalim u'chrashim defaknu delasecha. We're going to say, Leil Slichos, Svardim, I'm going to start Slichos this week already. Say slichos? Yeah. Yeah. Shimon, you can say slichos already started in Tanel. Rafael, it's a slichos this week already. Say slichos already this week. And you say, Kedalu muchrashim dafaknu delasecha. We start Kedalu, we're banging on the door. The door is delas, is the elul. Rafael, you hear? It's time to open up the door to tshuva, start working yourself, start growing, start showing the Eibishter. And the emes is, it starts now, Yom Kippur Katan. Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul is when it really begins. You know, every Erev Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan. Do you guys know why? Does Chavra know why? It's really because of this Rosh Chodesh Elul. Because on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second Luchos, which was the Tshuva process, and the culmination of that is when he brings down Luchos on Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur Gadol, when he brings down, which is the end. What was the beginning part of the Tshuva? When he went up. Which is today, that's why it's called Yom Kippur Katan. And borrowed from that is every Erev Rosh Chodesh is Yom Kippur Katan. So today's Erev Yom Kippur is a very, Erev Rosh Chodesh El is a very big Zman of Tshuva. It starts already now, as we're here together. So let's start showing the Rabbanu Shel, we're going to work on ourselves, we're going to grow, we're going to take every day seriously. But how so? How so? So soon already, Elul, we're going to start saying in our Tfilos, twice a day, a special kapitel in Tehillim. L'David Hashem Oy Rav Yishi. All the Chevra knows this, right? Kapitel Chav Zayin. And in L'David Hashem Oy Rav Yishi, you all know the next words because I'm going to read to you. You know, if you don't, you know it because you say L'David Hashem. You know it because it's been a song and there's such beautiful words. Acha shu'alti me'es Hashem Osav Akesh. Shivti me'es Hashem kol yimei chayei lachos benoyim Hashem levakar bechalom. It's one thing I ask of Hashem. I want to live in the house of Hashem my whole life. And I should see and understand and feel the beauty and pleasantry of Hashem. And to visit his heichel, his inner chambers. David HaMelech says these beautiful words. So I saw Rav Shor brought down from the Arizal, from the Halakha Arizal, the Achas. Represent Achas Aleph Ches Tov, and a lot of the Chevra who's headed to Yisrael, this is big Torah, listen closely. Achas represents Eretz Yisrael, is Aleph, Eretz Yisrael. Chaye Olam Haba is the Ches, and Tof is Torah. This is what the Arizal says. It's not from me, it's not from Rav Shor, it's from Hilga Arizal. Eretz Yisrael, Chaye Olam Haba, and Torah. Anyone, when you hear those three together, remember a Makom in Chazal that brings those three together? So there's a Gemara in Brachos. So that's what Acha Shalti. That's what David HaMelech is asking. David HaMelech is asking for those three. For Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, and Torah. Okay? Acha Shalti Meis Hashem, Oisev Akesh. Now those three is actually, there's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amar Aleph. Tanya Reb Shimon Ben Yechai Oimer. The Hele Gitan Reb Shimon, we're talking about like Oimer. Bez Hashem is Baruch. We'll be there tanting with Reb Shimon. Amen. Shalosh matanas toivos nasdan akadosh baruch hu Yisrael, v'kulon lo nasdan ella al yedei yisurin. There are three matanos. It's a strange gemara. Three gifts that God gives us, but He only gives it on through yisurin, through difficulties, through hardships. Elu hein, these are them. Torah v'Yisrael v'Olam Haba. The same three achas. Torah v'Yisrael v'Olam Haba. Achas, Eretz Yisrael, Chayelon, Votoyra. These are the three great gifts, but it's hard to understand. Usually you give someone a gift. You give someone a matana, that's a beautiful gift. It's a beautiful thing to do, that the chesed, you're going to do it and bring Yisurin, then how is that a gift anymore? Where's the gift? Who said I want the Yisurin? Maybe I don't want it at all. What's going on? And that's what David HaMelech is asking. Acha Shalti, the one thing I ask is to have all these three. But what's interesting is follows. He says, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem. Not Acha Shalti Meis Elokim, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem. Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. As most of the chevron in this room knows, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Shem of Rachamim, of mercy. David HaMelech is asking, the merciful one, give us these three things, but these are the three things. The Gemara says, come with Yisurim. Yisurim is din, is judgment, difficulty. So what's going on? David HaMelech is asking, it should be through Rachman. David HaMelech doesn't know the Gemara. David HaMelech doesn't know that they're supposed to come through Yisurim. Why is he asking Meis Hashem? Additionally, we have very similar in Tehillim, in Kapitel Chav Gimel, which you all know as well. Mizmer L'David Hashem Roi Lo'echs, alright? So at the end of that capital, it says, Ach toi v'chesed yudfuni kol yamei chayai, v'shifti b'veis Hashem l'yarech yamin. Ach toi v'chesed, there's one toi v'chesed, yudfuni kol yamei chayai, all the days of my life, it should run after me, that what? V'shavti b'veis Hashem l'yarech yamin, that I should dwell in the house of Hashem, all for my lengthy days, basically. Also similar words. Shift to be Hashem kol yamei chayai. Shift to be Hashem l'arech yamim. Right, very similar. David HaMelech is asking, and here also he says it should be toy v'chesed. Rav Shor says, what does it mean? Shift to be Hashem l'arech yamim. Shift to be Hashem is talking about learning Torah. When you're learning Torah, you're dwelling in the house of Hashem. As we point out here all the time, that's how you get to know Hashem. That's how you build a relationship with Hashem. That's how you hug the Rabbeinu Shalom, as the Tanya says in Perek Daled. You learn Torah. Shifti b'beis Hashem. Then he says, beis Hashem by itself is Eretz Yisrael. What's the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world? Eretz Yisrael. Le'orich yamim is Olam Haba. So here also, David HaMelech is alluding to the same three things as he alludes in Achas, and he asks again, Ach toy v'chesed. It should be toy v'chesed. So he's asking, it should be Shurachimim Shemavaya, is asking Yitoyim V'chesed? What's going on here? What's David HaMelech saying? These three things, which are hopefully all of our goals, to connect to Torah deeply, to be one with Torah, in Eretz Yisrael, and live a life of Olam Haba. Those are all our aspirations. But David HaMelech is saying they should be through Toy V'Chesed, they should be through Shem Avaya, but the theory is explicitly against it. It's a steer in the Gemara. The Gemara says they come out of the Yisurim. How can we reconcile what David HaMelech is asking for, which we're going to be diving for all throughout El? So I saw an amazing Torah from Rav Shor. Rav Shor says as follows. You know, we went through, each and every one of us, our ancestors, Bnei Yisrael, went through Golus Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim, if you read the Pesukim, was Avoidas Parach. It was backbreaking labor. Vaymorus Chayim Avoda Kasha. It's bitter, difficult labor. As the Pasuk tells us, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yedaled. What was the point? It's hard. All the Mefarshim deal with this. What was the whole point? It doesn't seem like other Galios that we need, that we deserved it in a sense as an Oynesh, as a punishment. We didn't do anything wrong necessarily. What was Galos Mitzrayim all about? What was it all about? This Avodah Kasha, backbreaking labor? So it could be, some explain, was teaching us what it means to be an Eved, so that we could be an Eved Hashem. We had to learn what it is to be subservient to Paro, so that we'd be subservient to the Rabbon Shalom. We had to learn what it is to work hard, to put in effort, not to be lazy, to be someone who does Avodah Kasha, so that I could then take those skills, those traits, and project it into my Avodas Hashem. And specifically, not just into my Avodas Hashem, into my Talmud Torah. And we see this explicitly in the Zohar. The Zohar says as follows. He takes this pasuk that says, V'amar Shchayim V'avoyda Kasha B'chumar B'vainim. He says, what are all these things talking about? The Zohar says, it's in Ba'alei Yisrael Kufnun Gimel. One second. This Kayim, V'amar Shchayim, their lives were bitter, V'avoyda Kasha, with difficult work. Zukusha. This is asking a question in your learning. Bechomer, the bricks, da kal v'chomer. That's alluding to making a kal v'chomer when you learn. Bilvanim, which were also, right, also the bricks. Da libun halacha, it's referring to libun halacha, gaining a certain clarity in halacha. Ubechol avoid the basada, all the work in the field. Da braisa, it's referring to learning braisas. Es kol avodasim jaravdaben befarech, da teku. Meaning all the difficult, the Zohar says this pasuk, somehow this pasuk which Beferish explicitly is talking about working hard in the Mitzrayim, is alluding to working hard in our learning Torah. What's the Zohar telling us? The Zohar is telling us, Chevra, that all of Galus Mitzrayim is teaching us how to work hard so that I could work hard in my learning, work hard in my Torah. And that's Avodah, Adam La'amal Yulad. We were created to work hard, to work with toil, but in our Talmud Torah, in our learning to work hard. Not just I was Yoytzezang, I learned a little bit today. To put in a lot of effort. Did we put in a lot of effort in our learning today? Whatever I learned today, did I put a lot of effort in? So listen to this. Listen to how Rav Shor explains. Rav Shor explains as follows. If I'm going to be someone that I'm going to learn how to be Amal B'Torah, and I'm going to put a lot of effort into my learning, I'm going to work hard in my learning, it's going to be strenuous, it's going to be difficult at times. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be when I have a long day, and I also have Limudei Chol, and I have other subjects, and I'm still, it's late at night, and I was studying, and I still put in tremendous effort in my learning. Or it's going to be at a time in my life where I'm just not so into it. I'm just not so into it because my head is in a million different places. Because I have a phone which has every single type on the sun that I'm connected to 24/7 if I wanted. And it's hard to then get excited to open up an Aramaic Gemara. Or whatever the reason might be. But I push myself and I learn. It's Avodah Kasha. That's Yisurim. That's difficult. But that's Yisurim Sha'ava in a certain sense. That's Yisurim I'm bringing to myself. Meaning what? If I'm going to learn Ba'amelus, I'm going to work hard at it. I'm going to put in late hours. I'm going to create that my learning is full of Ba'amelus. That will be the Yisurim that the Gemara is talking about. And I'll be Zoyche to all three. I'll be Zoyche to Torah, to Eretz Yisrael, and to Chai Olam Haba through those Yisurim. And that's, listen, Chefer, that's what David HaMelech is saying. Achas, Shu'alti, Meis Hashem. This is one thing I ask Hashem. Meis Hashem Rachvim. I know, David HaMelech knows the Gemara. David HaMelech knows that these three things, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, which we all want, come through Yisurim. But he's saying, you know what Yisurim I want to be? I don't want to be Yisurim that are difficult physically for me. I don't want to be Yisurim that are difficult emotionally for me. Let the Yisurim Shel Talmud Torah, that Mils B'Torah, be my Yisurim, which is the key, the Mafteach, to all of the Matanos. And that's how it could be Zoyche. That could be what, to live out that Gemara. And that's why it's Achatz, it's all one, because it's one Yisurim that can bring me all three. And that could be Ach Toiv V'Chesed. That could be Ach Toiv V'Chesed. So Chevra, if we learn Torah with Amelus, that's the Yisurim that would be coming our way to bring us the biggest Matanos in the world, the biggest gifts in the world. What does this have to do with El? Why is that specifically? This is L'David Hashem Yerbi'ishi, Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem. Which again is similar to, as we said in Chav Gimel, Ach Toiv V'Chesed, Yerdifuni V'Shifti V'Shafti Meis Hashem Lo Yechiyamim. What's the connection to El? Why is Amelus Petorah so important in El, if this is the key of what the Pesukim are teaching us? So listen as follows, Ma'amish Moradik, you ready, Chavra? You have to ask another question. In Chav Gimel, it says, Ach, we know this so well. But I don't know how many of us ever thought of it. We say this old Mizmor El David, Hashem Roi Lech, Sabin Hazdash Yavi Seini, right? We all know this. We sing it by Shal Shudis. Sing it by Shal Shudis. Ach, in Chazal, Ach is a miyot. Does that mean, Chavar? Ach minimizes. Whenever you see the word Ach, it makes it less. It cuts it in half. It, ach is miyut. Ach means to be lesser. So what's pshat? Does it make any sense? Ach toiv v'chesed? Like, David HaMelech is davening, just a little bit. Just a little bit of toiv v'chesed. Why do you use the word ach? Why do you use the word ach? Why is ach? Why not toiv v'chesed, Yudfuni? Why ach toiv v'chesed? It's the first question. Second, he says, v'shafti v'es Hashem l'arachimim. Or in Chav Zayin, in David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, he says, what? Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. Shafti, shifti. What tense is that in? Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. Shifti is what? Past tense. You know, Gaya Chavir doesn't know. We don't know. No diktuk. Nobody knows diktuk. Past tense. He's saying, ach, let's just look from Lev Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Ach, Hashalti, Meis Hashem Ori V'Yishi. There's one thing I ask Hashem, shifti that I did dwell in his house? It should be Eishev, that I should dwell in his house. Why is it Shifti Beis Hashem? What's Pshat? Why Veshafti Beis Hashem L'Rechimim in the past tense? I'm asking Hashem to give me Chesed that I did it in the past? That I did it in the past? What's this Pshat? So why Ach and why this? Why Ach and why Veshafti Veshifti? In Parshas Chayesara, I think Chayesara, I just think Chevron. There's a Shem Baruch, will be there, will be there. Be there with the Avos, with the Emos. Elio, you ready? Back to Elio again. We're Svaradim, we're by Elio. Chayesara by Elio, okay. You know, in Chayesara, Chayesara, you know, the beginning of Chayesara, he's talking about the burial of Sarah and purchasing Merlech Pela. But then Chayesara is all about Shiduchim. Okay, so Bez Shem be a schus. Car of Mamish. Pshat time is the right person at the right time. Okay, let's go. So. So. So we start off. Vayu Chayesara, Mea Shana, Vesrim Shana, Sheva Shana, Shnei Chayesara. Rash is cool and Shavim Motoiva. Every moment of her life, of Sarah's life, was very special. Every moment of her life was very chashiv, right? We all know that's famous. And what's interesting is, towards the end of the parsha, we find the same by Avram Avinu. Ve'elu yimei shnei chayei Avram asher chayu ma'ashranim v'shimim shanim v'chamei shanim 175 years. Once on the Malbim, he asked the following question. We know by Avram Avinu that his entire life wasn't necessarily cool and shavim l'tayva. Meaning what? He was a Baal Tshuva. Avram Avinu was raised in a house of idolatry. Avram Avinu whatever, Machlekes in the Medrashim, exactly what age, whether he was 3, whether he was 40, whatever age it was, but he had some time in his life where he wasn't Kulan Shavim L'Tayvah, but the Pasuk is said similar to the way that it said by Sari Imenu, seemingly like all his years were great. So the Malbim says as follows, ever listen, tremendous Malbim. The Malbim says, I saw this inside, I didn't bring it here, but the Malbim says that Avram Avinu, once he did tshuva, what tshuva is able to do, it's not just a spark plug from that point on. Tshuva is mamish metakein the pest. Tshuva mamish fixes the pest. It mamish changes your previous actions. As the Gemara tells us in Yuma, and the Rambam says Beferish, as we know, Zedonis nasis keschuyos. Zedonis nasim keschuyos. I do an Avera on purpose. And I do real tshuva, sincere, serious, real tshuva. It turns into a schus for me. What does that mean? Not just that it erases it. Not just from now on I have a clean. It means that it turns that was even good. It turns the past into good. Yeah, it's crazy. The gift of tshuva. And mamish uproots and changes it into good. So comes along Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu, because he did tshuva, kulan shavim l'toiva. Listen, guys. Foul. Last Shabbos, two Shabbos ago, I think. I was walking on Shabbos with Dovi Grosser. He was a longtime member of our shir. Ariel was a brother. And Dovi was giving me over all Torah, sharing beautiful Torahs. And the aside of the Torah was that if one changes himself and one does tshuva, literally could change your entire past as well. And he looks at me, and Mamish, he was so excited about it, and so besimcha, he says, Mamish, Rebbe, is in such an amazing chiddush, it's like, Mamish, incredible. And my first reaction was Dovi. I mean, it's beautiful Torah. Everything you said was amazing. But why are you going so crazy? That's tshuva. You've heard about tshuva in your life? It's not the first time you've heard about tshuva. And he was like makabel with me and took him down a little bit in that point. But I'll tell you, I didn't even get back to him telling this. This week I was thinking about it at length, and Mamish, he's 100% right. We're used to it that's tshuva, but it's an amazing chiddush. It's incredible. It's Mamish unbelievable. To say that not only that you could fix something you did wrong, but it turns it into good already. Nasin keschuyos, kulam shavim l'toivah. So now we could understand, comes along the Halakha Chasam Sefer, and the Halakha Chasam Sefer says, you know what? David HaMelech says, Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis b'lashon ovar in the past. David HaMelech is saying that if I'm able and we do tshuva properly, I want it to be not only from this point on that I'm sitting with you, Hashem, not only from this point on, levakar b'chalo, but my whole past was shifti b'beis Hashem. V'shafti b'beis Hashem. My whole existence, it was a kila, I was always there. The koyach of tshuva. That's what David HaMelech was saying. You know, chevra, sometimes some of us, what holds us back so much, and what causes us not to believe in ourselves enough, to believe in who we could become, is because who we've been. And we look back, how could I, who for 15, 16, 17 years of my life, I didn't learn more than 2 words of Torah, and I did every Isser under the sun, and Mamish lived a life like not... So even suddenly I learn a few years, and I get it. Can I ever be big? Can I ever be a Talmid Chacham? Can I ever be a Gadol? Can I ever be... The emes is, the Koyach of Tshuva tells me yes! That's what was Avram Avinu, that was what Rabbi Akiva, that's Kulam Shavim L'Toivah. It's Nepach Miyagol Nesimcha. Mizdoinas L'Zchuyos. Mamish, we have to believe in it. We have to believe in the Koyach HaTshuva. We have to do Tshuva. It only works if we do the Tshuva. But we really do Tshuva, Mamish turns around my whole past. And that's what David Melech is davening for. Shifti, v'shavti v'es Hashem l'archav, shifti v'es Hashem. Not just from this point on, that I should be zoyiches through tshuva to turn around my whole past. That's as well what it means, ach, toiv v'chesed. Ach is Gematria 21, which is Gematria Ehaya. Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Ehaya is the name of tshuva. Ehaya, I will be. Ehaya is the Shem Hashem of tshuva. Ach toiv v'chesed. If through ach, through Ehaya, then there'll be tov v'chesed of v'shafti v'leis Hashem, that even my past will be flipped around, chevra. But what tshuva? What tshuva? Specifically the tshuva of Talmud Torah. That's what we're saying. The Yisurin shall what? The Yisurin shall Torah, will be zoyched the Torah chayilom abo and Eretz Yisroel. This is what the Zohar says as well. A little bit earlier than the Zohar I read you. Listen to what the Zohar says. The Zohar says on the words, Vayimtaku hamayim, when the waters, we know the waters when we left Mitzrayim were bitter, and comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayoreyu Hashem eats vayimtaku hamayim. He shows Moshe Rabbeinu a tree to throw it in and sweeten the water. Listen to how the Zohar learns this. Me'acha, man dishtoya del be'araisa diwait. Someone who works hard and toils in Torah, which is a tree, eats chayim himach zikimbo. When you toil in Torah, Chovin delayed in my behon, Vaimaru Chayem Avoda Kasha, Kutchabrihu Machule, Vizachdra Mesikin. Your Chovin, your obligations Hashem for all the Averas you've done, the Averas that you've done that have bittered your lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Moichel and he'll turn them back to be sweet. If you take and you work hard in the Eitz Chayim, you could turn around the difficult life and make it sweet. I mean, the key to tshuva is specifically Talmud Torah. And if you stop and you think about it, it makes so much sense. Vada, you open up Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and you could learn all different ways to do tshuva and everything, Beprat and Vido and Adi B'Zachet. But when you learn Torah, it's Kinyan Mitzvah from Torah, you have such clarity. You're Mishana Shmo, you become a different person. You become a different person, that's it, Zeo, I'm a different person. My whole past is flipped Kulan Shavim Latoiva. And that's the big Avoida. The Yisurin Shal Ava of Achatz that we're going to be davening L'Dovid Hashem Ayur V'Yishi. The Mamish is a Beferish, I didn't bring the Medrash. Thought I brought it, okay. In Vayikar Rabba, if you're looking, Pashas Kedoshim Chaf Hei Aleph, you'll see there it says, even if you're chayev misa, what should you do if you usually learn one daf, learn two dafim. Usually learn one perek, learn two perakim. Amelus betoira is the biggest tshuva. Amelus betoira. Because Torah tavlin. But rasi yetzara, rasi la Torah tavlin. What is tavlin? Tavlin is an antidote. Tavlin also is a spice. It spices up your life. It changes and turns things to taste good and beautiful, turns around everything. That's what Torah is. Torah is Kedivrei Eish, no Hashem. What does Eish do? What does fire do? There are Dalet Yesodos, there's Ofer, which is dirt, right? There's Ruach, which is wind, Mayim, water, and there's Eish, fire. They all could have different effects. Fire is the only one that's transformative. It will take something and turn it into it. It will change it completely. So Torah will change us completely. We're Mishana Shmo, I'm a different person. And it's Mamish, that's the Heiliga Tshuva of what it is. And that's the Heiliga Tshuva of these days. And that's the Elul of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidli. You really want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah. And that's what we're entering into in Elul Zman, every single one of us in this room. We're entering Elul Zman. Elul Zman has always been Minag in Yeshivas to be a very serious man of Limud HaTorah. Why? Because that's the biggest Tshuva. Why is it? You ever think, why is Elzman? Maybe you should be davening half the day instead, saying Vidoy half the day. It's a Zman of Limud HaTorah because that's the biggest tshuva. You know, I was thinking about a lot of things, but a particular, this past, I was telling something to Chevra earlier, this past Monday night I had a very, very special schus. very, very special schus to be at Rav Yoelish in Zatzal, Kiryas Yoel, for the Yahrzeit. It was amazing just to be there in the tefillos and to feel the b'chinas Eretz Yisrael of Kibbutz Tzaddikim, to feel the neshama of Rav Yoelish. You mamish felt it there. And Maven Yavin, if you were there. No, Yisrael Mechlesin, I felt it. You feel it. You feel the kesher to tzaddik and the tefillos and all. It's mamish. I davened for all you, don't worry. But before we went there, so I had a friend took me, Chaim Feivel Gorin, and he took me to somehow, I mean, it's a whole background, how he got connected to, but he took us to this big veer. His names, he has a lot of names, so it's hard to know. I mean, his Hebrew name is Yaakov Leib, Yekusiel,
Zalman, Leo,
Freund. And then he goes by Leo Freund, or Leopold Freund, I see, whatever. We've been emailing each other back and forth. He's an extremely successful businessman. They started telling you what his property looked like. Mamish, you never saw anything like this. Mamish, beautiful, beautiful. But it's tzaddik yisoid olam. We spent about an hour with him. And if this, we'd be here all night if I told you all the stories and all the chizik and all the Torah. Mamish, he was close with Rav Yoelish. He and his mishpach opened up the first Satmar Bikur Cholim in Maimonides, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever, one of the, in the hospitals. He opened up the first one. Imagine. Anyways, L'maisa. So one of the things he told us, he was sharing a lot of Torah from Rav Yoelish and different things. And he said, it's very important that I'm sharing this Torah with you, because you're going to go in a few minutes to the Tzion. You're going to go daven. But Rav Yoelish. And Rav Yoelish used to say all the time that if you learn Torah before going to daven by a tzion, by a kever, if you learn Torah of the tzaddik, then you can go and connect to the tzaddik and you can daven that the tzaddik should be male Joshua for you and you can have atzlach on your tefillos. But if you don't learn Torah of the tzaddik beforehand, then you're not davening and be mekusher to the tzaddik, you're connecting to the stone. That's what he used to say, right? Remember? He said this. That's what he said. Then you're connecting to the stone. You're not connecting to the tzaddik. If you don't learn the Torah first. He didn't explain in depth. He just told that story. And this week, over the last few days, I've been thinking about that. What did he mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What it means is, tzaddikim afilu b'misasam chaye. That a tzaddik, as Chazal tell us, even after they die, they're still alive. How the tzaddik still alive after they die? They're dead. They're 6 feet under. We're not crazy from certain movements that believe their tzaddikim are still alive. I'm not even going to mention, I'm even yavin what we're talking about. We don't believe in such things. We go to daven by the oil, right? Because he's dead. And we believe in, here, some cookies. And in his chusim, and that he could be a male josher and carry our tefillos and daven to Rabbonu Shalom on our behalf, as the middle of Rabbi explains in Kuntres Ishtadchus. So what? But what does it mean? Afilu b'misasam chaye. When you learn their Torah, the Torah is alive. Torah's chayim. That means that when the Torah is alive, the tzaddik's still alive. So you're connecting him a kushur to the tzaddik. Once you're learning the Torah, you could connect to the tzaddik himself. Literally, you could connect to the tzaddik himself. And then you could go and you could feel the presence of the tzaddik in the kever. And then you could beseech the tzaddik to daven to Rabbonu Shalom on your behalf. Because you've learned his Torah and you've brought life into the world within that tzaddik. Mistama, that's what it means. That's what he meant. So I was thinking about this. And maybe we could take it one step further, Chevra, listen closely. Lahavdil, 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 but listen closely, Chevra. The Eibishter, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the universe, master of the world. So we don't put any terminologies of dead, alive, these things on the master of the universe and the Ribbono Shel Olam that always was, always is, and always will be. Hayah, hayah, v'yah. But the Ribbono Shel Olam also, in a physical manifestation, is not here. We don't physically see him the way we do each other. We don't physically connect. That's why so many have such hardships and difficulties following Torah mitzvahs because of that. So how could we ensure that we're connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Eibishter? How could we ensure that we're having a deep relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam? How could we ensure that we're davening, he's taking our tefillos? How can we ensure that we feel His presence? And we're not just talking to a wall? And we're not just talking to a stone? And we're not just... How? Through learning His Torah. Through learning the Halakha Torah of the Rabbanu Shalom. He's alive in the world. He's alive in my life. He's one with me. I'm a kusher to Him. And I'm a kusher with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a different world. All the past doesn't matter. It's a whole new world. I'm one with Hashem. That's obviously the biggest tshuva. What does tshuva mean? To return. It means to return to the Eibishter. To return to the Eibishter. So what bigger than learning His Torah? To bring the Rabbanu Shalom into my world, into the world, into this Halakha month that we're about to enter into, the month of Elul. That's Talmud Torah. Chevra, there's no bigger avodah. Surely, of course, and there'll come a time, Bez Hashem is Baruch, as we enter into more closer to Rosh Hashanah and Aser Shemay Tshuva and Yom Kippur. It's definitely, it's of course very important to prat, to look at our life and do Cheshbon Nefesh and introspection and think about the little areas that we've done wrong or the big areas and things we need to be attacking, things we need to fix, things I want to do different next year, and think about a game plan and think about fences and Gedarim. And of course, that's all extremely important. But in the meantime, what's the avodah of really building the kesher to Hashem? Of Ani L'doy D'vidoy D'li Acha Shalti Meis Hashem. What's the one thing, as we're explaining, Talmud Torah and Talmud Torah with Amelus, with effort? That should be the Yisurin. If that's my Yisurin, is my Amelus B'Torah, and there's no other Yisurin in my life, everything else is going to be great. It's going to be all Matanas, as Rav Shor explains. And that's going to be the biggest tshuva. Ach Toy V'Chesed Eheyeh. And then v'shifti, not only from this point on, v'shifti v'es Hashem, even in the past, v'chsam soifer, v'shafti v'es Hashem li'orech yamim, v'ez Hashem is baruch, v'shvizoicha, as we enter into this halakha month, to grab hold every moment of the month, every moment free for Talmud Torah, for a deep connection to Hashem, to show the Rabbanu Shalom, I'm Ben Melech, I want to learn your Torah, I want to have a relationship with you. We show the Rabbanu Shalom that He wants to have a relationship with us. B'zoicha, d'ksivu chsima taiva, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, for each and every one of us, for our mishpachos, and for all of Klai Yisrael.